So we will start with those. Big reason number one, myth. It is wise to keep my home mortgage to get the tax deduction. Truth, tax deductions are no bargain. We discussed tax deduction math when we looked at car fleeces. Let's review. If you have a home with a payment of around $900 and the interest portion is $830 per month, you have paid around $10,000 in interest that year, which creates a tax deduction. If instead you have a debt-free home, you would in fact lose the tax deduction. So the myth says, keep your home mortgage because of tax advantages. This situation is one more opportunity to discover if your CPA can add. If you do not have a $10,000 tax deduction and you are in a 30% bracket, you will have to pay $3,000 in taxes on that $10,000. According to the myth, we should send $10,000 in interest to the bank so we don't have to send $3,000 in taxes to the IRS. Personally, I think I will live debt-free and not make a $10,000 trade for $3,000. However, any of you who want $3,000 of your taxes paid, just email me and I will personally pay $3,000 of your taxes as soon as your check for $10,000 clears into my bank account. I can add. Big reason number two, myth. It is wise to borrow all I can on my home or continually refinance for cash out because of the great interest rates and then invest the money. Truth, you don't really make anything when the smoke clears. This one is a little complicated, but if you follow me, you will have intellectually grasped why so many people have fallen into a financial pit. The myth that I was taught in academia is to use lower interest debt to invest in higher return investments. Sadly, some, quote, financial planners have told Americans to borrow on their home at around 8% to invest in good growth stock mutual funds, averaging 12%, because you make an easy 4% spread. Mutual funds are awesome investments, and as I have said, I personally have tons of money invested in good growth stock mutual funds. The problem with this myth is that the assumption used to get that 4% spread or profit on investing is wrong. Let's look at borrowing $100,000 on your home to invest. If you borrowed at 8%, you would pay $8,000 in interest. And if you invested the $100,000 you borrowed on your home and made 12%, you would make $12,000 in return, netting you $4,000. Or would you?